This is Ozarks at Large. Hollywood has a rating system, as does the television industry. But what about other forms of entertainment, such as theater, arts, books? How does one determine if a performance or a work is appropriate for them or their family? As Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas found out, it often takes more than the traditional review.
The opening scene of Reasons to Be Pretty is the argument that occurs between a man and a woman after the man makes a disparaging remark about his girlfriend's appearance. The New York Times review of the Broadway play calls the scene probably the most intense, expletive-driven, flesh-searing argument in the fiery LeBute canon. The play was part of Theater Squared's sixth season last spring. T2's managing director, Martin Miller, warned audiences in numerous ways. Disclaimers on tickets, posters, and a pre-curtain verbal announcement about numerous cuss words actors repeatedly spoke. Some patrons were still upset, walking out, sending complaints via email. Though Martin thinks it was the context rather than the content that troubled them.
It's very unusual, and I think that as an audience member, it's more typical to feel like you're being eased into a play than like you are suddenly and very uncomfortably in the bedroom of two people who are engaging in all-out emotional warfare and using as weapons some of the strongest words we use, hopefully not often, but which we do use. And I think that when people reacted to that play, they were reacting as much to that sense of discomfort at that being intimately involved in this full-out argument as they were reacting to the language. I think that's why it had so much emotional resonance for the people. Because when I talked to some folks who were like, that language, there was something more to it. It wasn't just, I heard this word.
He says that he knew that most of their audience could handle the language. It was a barrier that they had crossed before. But as the local theater company, did the audience expect them to do more to warn of the content?
We are a curator, in a way, of experiences. And Theater Squared does enough shows, enough plays that are relatively unknown, that I think people that subscribe or people that buy a ticket sometimes do so on the faith that they place in us as a curator of that experience. And the last thing we want to do is create a sense of betrayal of that. So we take that job very seriously.
A few years ago, Theater Squared put on Sundown Town. It was a big deal. The production even included a live band. Martin says he anticipated more of a negative reaction to this piece than to Reasons to Be Pretty.
I thought people would maybe see it and go, wow, I'm glad someone's doing that. I would rather go see this more entertaining movie than go see a play about how, 60 years ago, people that, maybe I'm related to, people I may have known, people that are basically my neighbors were participating in and what was basically, a whitewashed form of ethnic cleansing right here in Northwest Arkansas.
But it wasn't the case. People wanted to talk about it. The play started conversations. They literally sold out just about every performance. Martin says that it is their responsibility to warn about content. And to do so, they place warnings on all materials, employing the Motion Picture Association's criteria and posting age recommendations, saying that they use the guidelines because people are familiar with them. But he says that it's up to the audience and to parents to deem what is appropriate. He wants patrons to know that when they put a work on stage, they aren't saying that it is Theater 2's view or how people should act.
What we want to do is put a window or a door through which you can see something you would not otherwise have seen.
Across the street from Theater Squared sits the Walton Arts Center, a venue for many different types of shows each year. Jody Besnoska, Vice President for Communications at the Walton Arts Center, says that the most asked question at the box office is, would my kids like this show?
And that's a pretty hard question to answer if you're a box office person, and obviously you don't know the kids, and you don't know the family, and you don't know what their limits are.
They asked Motherload.com, a blogging platform with mom readership, to give some advice to parents about which shows to bring their kids to.
And we got some great feedback. We had one of the ladies who run Motherload. She told us about how she's a reader. She likes to likes to go look at everything she can find online about a particular show to decide whether it's appropriate. They actually had a couple of their readers from Motherload say how they do it, and they talked about going online and looking at video and trying to identify whether it would be too loud or too scary for their kid. And so I think it's a really challenging and interesting thing for parents who want to bring their kids to the arts, because they're the ones who know what their kids can and can't take, and they're the ones who know how they want their kids to be to experience certain things.
In planning the Broadway series, one of the center's largest and most popular, they try to make it balanced between family-friendly and adult, but are often at the mercy of the market, whatever is touring that season. The 2012-2013 lineup includes Catch Me If You Can, Shrek, and Billy Elliot.
It presents a real quandary for us because there are kids in it. You know, there are 12-year-old boys in it, so you would assume it's a kid's show. But it's really not. It's a full-length Broadway musical. It's 2+ hours long. There's some dark content in there. You know, it's not a Disney movie. It's not a, you know, a Pixar movie. It's a pretty intense story about a family dealing with hardship and a little boy who really wants to be a ballerina. And, you know, there's tension in there. There's some bad words. There's some sort of, it's not really violence, but there's some tension about violence. And it's hard because, you know, certain people would think, oh, great, I'll bring my 5-year-old to that. That's probably not the best bet.
In the past, with shows like Avenue Q, they leave some shows out of the series. Tickets can be purchased separately, as they realize that not everyone appreciates performances with strong language or adult content. But Jody says the Walton Arts Center does not want to make that judgment call. Judy Casey, director of the Rogers Public Library, agrees that it is not an institution's place or right to make judgment calls for patrons. Literature is another art form that is not rated, though they do separate books by genre or sections.
Now, do we try to put age-appropriate materials in the departments for children and young adults? We do, but again, who judges that to be age-appropriate? Those reviews and various things will really vary a great deal toward families, toward individuals. Part of its reading level, part of its comprehension level, part of its background, part of its faith. There is, a multiplicity of reasons why someone would decide, oh, my child's not quite ready, or the child itself may say, oh, I don't like this, or I'm not ready for this, it's disturbing.
She says that it's a violation of privacy for a librarian to suggest to someone that they shouldn't check out a book, or to tell a parent what their child has checked out. Rogers Library tries to follow American Library Association guidelines, though Judy says that times have changed since she first became a librarian.
When I started in the field 30-something years ago, if a teen book had sexual content or language in it, the reviews would usually indicate that, so the librarian's order would at least have heads up that there was some in it. That's not really the case anymore, just because it's become so common.
That's what Donna Fine thought, too. She read a few books with content that disturbed her. She felt that the book descriptions and other reviews were misleading. So she started morethanareview.com, a website allowing users to review and rate books in a non-traditional way.
So we actually have an overall rating, like would be a traditional review, and then you have comments based on that overall rating. Then you give sex a rating from 1 through 5, and we have a guideline inside the system that says, okay, 1 is, you know, maybe kissing and hugging, and then 5 is I wouldn't give this book to my mother kind of a thing.
It isn't just for parents. Adults can search for their own books. The site has all categories, mysteries, romance, even erotic. Another unique feature, when users register for this free site, they can put in preferences. Say you like horror with violence of 3, language of 1. MoreThanAReview.com will then make recommendations based on those preferences.
Someone had asked me in the beginning if I was going to try to get books rated like CDs are today and video games. That's not been my intent, really. My intent is mostly just to give us information so we can make our own decision whether I want to read it or not. I don't like a lot of violence, but there's plenty of people out there that do, and there's nothing wrong with that. The one thing I've said is all I want to do is inform people. I'm not telling people they shouldn't read this or they shouldn't read that, especially if they're adults.
MoreThanAReview.com, which was just made public earlier this summer, will also feature author interviews. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.